Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, frigid weather over the holidays has rancher Weston Merrill figuring out creative ways to feed his cows enough hay, but not too much. It was the Friday before Christmas. Weston's hungry cows were on his leased ground in Levina, Montana, 80 miles from his ranch in Judith Basin County. It was snowing, and the forecast was for more snow and sub-zero temperatures. With his wife and their three small kids at home expecting a holiday, as in pancakes and pajamas and pine needles, not one where Dad's pitching hay to ice-bound cows, Weston was hustling.
So I put a couple bales on one end of the place, and then I'll kind of hide a few. They go, oh man, I need more. They're going to go looking for it. So I've kind of, hopefully, strategically placed some bales out so that they can find them.
It's the same theory behind the snuffle mat, a rubber shag carpet-like contraption dogs sniff and search for kibble, or the never-before-seen toy parents produce for a long road trip, or, in literature and film, the reveal, the plot device exposing a previously hidden key element. Life's all about timing.
Right. If we were just to put out 5 days' worth of hay in one spot, what are they going to do? They're going to eat it, and then they're going to lay on it, and they waste a lot of it.
In this way, cows are like people. They eat far too much and do far too little in the face of an all-you-can-eat buffet. If humans had snuffle mats, or a young rancher dead set on spending Christmas morning with his kids doling out our rations, our New Year's resolutions would probably look a lot different. After feeding cows at the River Ranch in Levina, Weston and his dad, Corey, shot down to Billings for some last-minute Christmas shopping. Weston's mom routed them through Costco. Few Montana farmers or ranchers can pass up a chance to load their pickups and flatbed trailers with coffee, dish soap, and frozen wontons before heading back to the hinterlands. It's actually the first place I even saw farmers and ranchers when I moved to Billings a decade ago. Evidence, I suppose, of my metropolitan roots and also this town's urban character. Then it was on to Home Depot for materials.
We've made some big progress on the basement, which my wife's super excited about. It'll be a whole new ball game as far as space goes. Super excited about it.
When you have three kids under six and live near no parks, no library story times, no mommy and me classes, well,
it definitely makes it tough on days like this when we've got 0 degrees, -5 degrees. It's hard for them to go outside for any extended period of time. So yeah, it is that kind of expansion space so that their toys and their things and the things they're doing can be down in the basement.
Elsewhere on the ranch, the bred replacement heifers and next year's replacement heifer calves are getting fed daily.
They need a little more nutrition, a little more pampering. The big group of cows, they're still a little further out from calving, so they don't need quite as much pampering. And the place we have them on has plenty of winter grass.
But when the weather gets as cold as it has, the Merrills will feed everybody.
When you get low temperature, you need to give them something so they got energy because they can keep their body temperature. But right now, with this snow the way it is, light and powdery snow, it's not hard for them to stick their noses right down. And if there's plenty of grass there, they're going to get a mouthful every time they dig for feed. Cows are made to forage and roughage and be out. You start throwing hay at them and they're going, oh, good. I'm just going to sit around and wait for the hay.
Basically, you have to find the right balance.
You don't want to deprive them nutritionally. You can tell when a cow is a happy cow or not. A happy cow is a cow she's out there grazing. When the truck drives up, she's not coming over looking for, you know, feed. She sees you and goes, okay, cool, like, here you are. You can kind of just get a feel for who's a happy cow, who's not a happy cow. And then it's when they act like they're being shorted, that's when you go, oh, man, we need to make sure we feed them.
Next week, routine vaccinations for the cows get Weston pondering the ethics of antibiotic use.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.